Time to have a chat now to Kieran Maher, who is on his way out to the Suns. He's got such a busy team out at Caulfield. He's now driving out to the Oaklands Junction complex. How are you, Kieran?
Great, thanks, Michael.
How do you keep across everything during these sales periods? From looking after the horses currently in work, bouncing around to the different farms, interstate, and then looking at all these horses and the sales, how are there enough hours in the day?
We've got great teams in both spots. We've got a good sales team. We've got a great team at the stable. It was a busy morning. We're out to Sandown for a few gallops. We had some jump outs at Caulfield. We had gallops that obviously this morning and up at Ballarat also.
I'll ask you about those good horses that would have worked this morning in a moment, but from this sale, I saw you bought a reasonably expensive one yesterday. How many have you taken home so far?
I think we've had 17 all up, so it's been a pretty good sale, slightly under what we did last year, but we've been more active than normal than last year at previous sales, so it all sort of works out in the wash.
Lord Canaloa, which was a top lot yesterday, $900,000. Have you had many Lord Canaloas?
No, I haven't. But we've got a couple now for the following season. And looking forward to him. You know, he was probably the colt of the sale. That colt yesterday that Coolmore bought. Just wrapped to get him in the stable.
Do you look at all of these horses yourself with your individual eye? I know you've got so many good people that work around you, but do you want to come out and get a hands-on look and feel of all of these horses that you're putting the team's name next to?
Yeah, definitely. It's something I've always been quite passionate about, picking the next crop. We do a fair bit around the farms prior to the sale, so a lot of the work's done by the time you get... But by the time you get to the actual ground, that's something I quite like doing. We've hit the mark there a good few amount of times, and sure there's a few nice horses there as well again this year.
Every person's probably got their own things that they like and their own shopping list when it comes to picking out yearlings. But what do you kind of look for? What are the number one or two traits that you look for in a yearling?
Well, their temperament is you see them on the farms and you see them, at the sales and they're under a little bit of pressure. You know, it's not a lot, but they're only young horses and it's sort of a little insight into how they react to pressure, you know, later on when they get into training. So that's something I sort of put a fair bit of emphasis on. And like everyone, there's physical traits that some that you can forgive and some you can't. I like a deep girth and a nice bit of movement. If you're trying to pick an athlete, I suppose, is the main aim. Probably the way they move and probably their temperament.
Are you a look at the type first and then the pedigree page? How do you approach it?
Well, that's probably what a lot of people do. That's definitely what we do. The pedigree probably determines the price, really. You can have a great physical, but if it doesn't have the pedigree to match, well, it's only going to get to a level. But if you've got all the ducks in a row, like we did there yesterday with that Lord Canaloa colt. You know, he had the physical characteristics and a pedigree to match. So, hence why you get the price tag.
Tuesday morning's traditionally a busy morning for work. Who did you have at Caulfield and out at Sandown that you were looking at this morning?
Sandown, we had our main ones. We had Amish Boy heading towards the new market. He had a half-mile gallop And he carries a lot of residual. He's been in work a while. He was up at the Magic Millions, that horse. He's had his runs well spaced. And, yeah, I'm very happy with him. He's been out to the mile before, and I didn't think he got it. You know, it sort of made him a bit plain, but his work on the track is always very sharp. So, yeah, we've opted to go freshen and go back to the 1200 with the space between runs, and he got good form down the straight, and the three-year-olds look to be sort of dominating the market in that race. So he'll be down in the weights and hopefully fighting it out.
Is he the only run you're going to have in the new market?
Yeah, he will be, yeah.
What about heading to the Australian Cup on Saturday? Anyone going to be lining up in the Aussie Cup from your stable?
No. Unfortunately, they like to have a bit of cut in the track. Our horses, Southern France, I snuck up to Sydney on the weekend, and he hadn't run for quite a while. He was great. And Sir Dragon A, he trialled on Monday. And it looks like the weather's probably not going to be with him.
So with Sir Dragon A, I spoke to Matty Stewart before. He is in the All-Star Mile. Are you leaning now of heading to the All-Star Mile, or are you going to wait and see what weather conditions could be like that week or the week after in Sydney?
Yeah, the target for him this whole campaign's always been the Queen Elizabeth. So, yeah, depending on what the weather does, you know, the All-Star Mile's an option. The Randbet is also an option. And, you know, finishing up with the Queen Elizabeth.
How did Enthar come through the diamond? Is she up in Sydney now?
No, she's still down here in Melbourne. Yeah, we're just giving her an easy week. You know, she knew she had a run. She went very fast out wide and, you know, was probably out on her feet the last sort of 100 metres or 150 metres. So we'll just give her an easy week and we'll see how she is before travelling her.
She's got so much ability, so much speed. How can you try and harness that? How difficult is it with a young horse?
Well, you know, she's pretty tractable. She's one of those horses that she doesn't feel like underneath you, like she's going that fast. Like Mark probably didn't realise how quick he was actually going on her. Because most horses, when they run them sort of times, they're, you know, the jockey's asking them for an effort to run those times. But she can run those sort of times on the bridle, so, you know, whilst travelling. So he probably didn't realise he was going that fast. And yeah, I think he wanted to cross the horses inside him. So, yeah, I'm sure she would come back given, you know, if he had his time again, I'm sure he would probably try and restrain her a little bit more. Yeah, but like first start, she travelled up pretty well outside other runners. You know, she's the horse that, yeah, you know, it's just really got that natural speed. You don't want to sort of break that too much, but, yeah, there's a bit of an art to harness it, I suppose.
Kieran, I can't wait to see Enthar and all the good horses back in action in a moment. You've got one runner today. Gareth Hall's about to have a chat to Lindsay Smith, but before I go to G, Galactic Express looks pretty hard to beat at Bendigo today.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that horse. He actually had a gallop last week and it would have been a PB for him. So, you know, last preparation, he would have been a horse that was only sort of battling around the 58, 60, you know, 64 grade. But, you know, his work would suggest he's really gone on from his win and he'd possibly gone to another level this prep. So hopefully he can get the job done.
Good on you, Kieran. Best of luck in the SAR ring and at Bendigo today.
No worries. Cheers, Michael.